This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Captain Mike joins us, and he don't leave home without Cito, that's for sure. What else do you not leave home without, Mike?
Well, I have a lot of things I need to take with me to make sure I have a safe and also a productive trip when I'm out on the water. So I take quite a few things with me. If I'm lucky, I get to take people like yourself fishing.
Yeah, well, you know, one thing that you do that, and this would not apply to all captains, but the area you fish dictates that you have a safe backup route, or maybe a backup route A, B, and C, because depending on conditions, and sometimes at the way you got there, you can't come back, but you've got it all planned out, and I don't think there's any situation where you would not be able to get back safely.
Well, I know what you're talking about, fishing the Biloxi Marsh and crossing Lake Bourne, and there's been quite a few times we've gotten over there and the forecast wasn't accurate or the weather got to us sooner than we expected and the lake just gets too rough to safely navigate. And look, sometimes you got to take the long way home because that's the safe way. And obviously, if that's the safe way, you want to take the safe route so that you ensure you get back and everyone's safe in the process.
Mike, it's apparently, from the best reports we've got, fish kills in your area have not been extensive. How did you guys do in the past couple of days and end of last week with this little warm-up? Did it present any bumps in the fishing activity?
I did not see any dead fish from the freeze. I got one opportunity to fish last week. I actually fished on Super Bowl Sunday. I was feeling nostalgic, you know. Captain Kenny Krieger went out on Super Bowl Sunday and caught a 12-pounder. I had a small window of opportunity. The weather was perfect, and I thought, if it could happen to him, maybe it could happen to me. Well, yeah. Now I know the answer to that. It did not happen to me.
Well, the Super Bowl was at a different time of the year when he caught his than when you went fishing. Super Bowl used to be earlier. I think he caught his on right around the end of January, maybe, or even mid-January when Super Bowl was.
Yeah, that was January. I don't know the date, but it was January of 1999. And I was just hoping, you know, maybe I could catch a 12-pounder. That's not something a lot of people can say. They've caught a 12-pound speckled trout. Mm-mm. You know, very few. Well, one that used to be able to say that in Louisiana, you know, so not many of those at all. I took a chance and went out. I did catch some beautiful trout. I caught 8 speckled trout. And I had 1 freshwater catfish. I fished all matrix plastics on a drop shot. I was heading back about 3 o'clock. And I was thinking to myself, that's not too bad for February. All my fish were good size. They were all 15 inches and above. And when I get back to the dock and get ready to clean them, I realized that I had my limit of oversized fish. You know, that's not something we're used to thinking about. You know, we're accustomed to catching one bull red, which has changed. But now we can keep two, and I wonder if we're going to start calling them bull trout. But anyway, I had two over 20, and I thought, oh, I did limit out. Not too bad.
That's right. Yeah, it depends on what the regulations are as far as whether you limit out or not, and it's changing constantly. Well, what do you think's going to happen? We got a big switch coming around tomorrow. We got south winds right now, and we switch around to northwest, and a little rainy weather coming in. It's typical February type stuff.
It is typical February type stuff. Fortunately, our water temperatures have warmed up quite a bit. When I was out last Sunday, water temperature was 63. And having that water warm is going to scatter the fish out quite a bit, having this cold front coming. Now, they didn't scatter far from deep water. I was in Lake Pontchartrain, so I was in relatively deep water. But if you're in the marsh or one of your favorite spots, they're going to be relatively close to some deep water, deep being 10 feet or over. And that's a good thing for this time of year and this next freeze that is predicted to come this way. Those fish will just head down into that deeper water when the water temperatures start to get really cold again. And hopefully we'll once again escape having a fish kill. And on the backside of that, the water is going to slowly start to warm up, and it'll be the same pattern. Those fish will slowly start to feed again.
Very good. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to plan even long range, I know you got people that book trips this time of year for way in the summer and even into the fall. Tell them how to get you to check out your schedule so to make sure they get a trip booked on, get it down, put in before they lose their dates.
Yes, we are booking trips. My appointment books are open. I have a team of captains that work with me, and we try to accommodate everybody that we can, large groups, small groups, it doesn't matter. We like fishing, and we like taking people fishing. But the best way to reach me would be DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, my website, which is AAofLA.com. Social media, we're on Angling Adventures of Louisiana. And the telephone number is 985-781-7811.
Mike, something I want you to think about for next week. I didn't want to hit you with this, blindside you at the spur of the moment, give you some time to think about. But I want you to think about a customer or two that began fishing with you that just really was bad. I mean bad. And then they have become maybe the most improved angler you've ever seen over the years of fishing with you. If you can think of a couple of those instances, I'd like to hear those stories next week.
Oh, that already brings people to mind. So
I'm sure it does.
That's something we can certainly talk about. Yes, sir.
We'll do it. Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend.
All righty, Don. You have a great weekend yourself, and we'll see you next week.
There you go. It's Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.